Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, just praise the Lord. Can you say that? Just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just need to say good morning. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for bringing us through the nighttime, and bringing us back to this point through the daytime yesterday. Yes. Hallelujah. Giving us the strength that we need and the encouragement. Hallelujah. And allowed us to sleep and slumber. Yes. And woke us up at our appointed time, the set time. We give honor to God this morning. Hallelujah. But this is truly the day that He's made. And we are rejoicing. And we're glad in it. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Whew, real relaxing. Confident that God is in control. He knows where we are, and He cares. He's our Father. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Isn't that a joy? Oh, my God, He's our Father. What a privilege and a blessing it is to be called child of the living God. Hallelujah. And I'll just pause right here. You know how we do it. If you're not, if this is your first time, you'll know how we do it. Just, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you know Him by, I heard His Hebrew name, Yeshua. If you do not know Him as your Lord and Savior, if you have not given Him, surrendered to Him, if you didn't even know that there was such a thing, you know absolutely nothing about Him, but it's something that you're feeling in your heart that it's what you know is not enough. There's something missing in your life. We would ask you now that you turn and call on the name of Jesus. Ask Him to save you. Ask Him to come into your life and be Lord of your life. Repent of every sin that you have committed. And you didn't commit them against people. One that you really committed the sin against was Him. You broke His laws. But I have good news for you. He came on this earth and He suffered and He died for every sin that you've ever committed, that you may have the right to the tree of life, that you will live forever. But He has rules, and you have to learn of Him. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And you know, He did not just say, well, you have to keep my commandments. He gave you and I instructions. We can read about Him in the Bible. When we meditate on the words that's in the Bible. Yeah. And we're learning of Him. Don't try to rush and be like this person. Rush and try to be like, just ask God to come into your life. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. I accept Him as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving me of all my sins. Not so I can go out and sin some more. No. That I'll learn the rules and the commandments of the kingdom, the new kingdom that you're accepting to come into. And you find it in His word. And we pray that you, the Lord, lead you to the right congregation where you can be taught of Him, guided and directed. Yes. Now, I'm not going to tell you you're going to have the pie in the sky. No. But you will have eternal life. You will have joy. You will have some sorrows, yes. But you're comforting by the fact that you know that he's with you. And he promised to never leave you. And he keeps his promise. He is a promise keeper. And every prayer request that you make, I'm not going to tell you he's going to answer every one of them the way that you want it answered. I'm not going to tell you that. But he will look over you. He will guard you. He will guide you. He will lead you. You will have tears. You will have joy. Yes. At the end of the day, you'll be confident because you know he cares about you. He'll show you a way that you never knew was possible. His way, and his way is good. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. He loves you and he cares. He had you on his mind when he went to Calvary's cross, when he was beat. He paid the price for your peace. He did. He paid the penalty. He exchanged your sinfulness for his righteousness. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, yes, he did. He made you right with the Father. He was the only one that could pay the price. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, come to him, believe on him, to have everlasting life, accept him as your Lord and Savior. There's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He'll be with you in the good times. He's with you in the bad times. He'll be with you in the rough times. He'll be with you when you feel like you can't see him, you can't find him, when you feel like he's deserted you, when you feel like he just left you all by yourself. He'll be there with you. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. His rod and his staff, they'll comfort you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get to know him. Hunger for him. Let him satisfy you. Ah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You can say, I am a child of the living God. Oh, yes, I am. He's alive and he's real. Oh, yes. Oh, put your running shoes on. Hallelujah. 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 We pray that you will accept him and you will feel the joy. Heaven is rejoicing. Hallelujah. Heaven is rejoicing. Woo! Glory. Heaven is rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. Heaven is rejoicing over you. If you have been saved and you're born again and you feel like something is missing. Lord, how can I do all of the same stuff that I was doing when I was in the world and I'm in the kingdom and I'm still doing the same thing. I'm righteous in my own eyes. God, help me, save me. I'm fooling myself. Don't let me fool myself. Oh, God, I repent. Every evil deed, every contrary word and action. Oh, let me live a life that's pure and holy in your sight, Almighty God. Glory, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Hallelujah. Refresh me and restore me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you for restoring me. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hey, God, thank you. Oh, God. Oh, how we give you glory. How we bless your name. They that worship must worship him And I came here, they that worship must worship me in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's looking for worshipers. Hallelujah. Who would worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Ah, God, no. Hallelujah. Ah, change my life. Let me not be fooled and deceived. Oh, God, refresh me. Restore me. Renew me, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. The scripture tells us that if we confess our sins, he's just to forgive us and cleanse us of this unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. You don't want it, people to just tell you stuff that tickle your fancy and justify your bad ways. You want some truth. So you be hypocrite when your father call you. Oh, God. And you answer because you're going to answer and give an account. Mercy and grace would be right there. Said, I already paid the price. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, thank you for coming. Hey, God, for your mercy and your grace. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Guilty of the punishment. Oh, God. But grace. Grace. God's unmerited favor. Grace. There was an exchange. Hallelujah. A new creation in God. Behold, all things are new. Behold, all things are new. No longer the one that was born into sin. Hallelujah. No longer. From the seed of the desire of the mother and the father. But God Almighty, born again into the kingdom of God. His seed lies in you now. And there's no sin in him. You won't wallow. You may make mistakes. You may even yield, but you won't wallow. You won't get comfortable because it goes against the new you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for saving me. Thank God for saving us. Yes. Thank God, the Almighty, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. No one can make that claim. Hallelujah. Woo! He's beyond our imagination. He's beyond our thoughts. Great and mighty, awesome, sovereign. Holy, righteous God, Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Almighty God, the one who blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul, hallelujah, with flesh and blood, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. And there's a body. Hey, God. Woo! A new redeemed. Hallelujah. New one. Hallelujah. That got your name on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A new body. Yes. All waiting on you. Hallelujah. 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 You've been redeemed. Hallelujah. New creation in Christ. Hallelujah. A new creation. Born again. Don't let people may laugh and joke and tease. Don't. Or mark you. Don't. God, we ask that you cover right now your saints, young and old. Right now, this moment, in the blood of Yeshua. We ask that you protect every child of yours this moment. Guard and protect. Let none be intimidated. Almighty God, let none back down. May we come stronger and bolder in you. Bold enough to be calm. Bold enough to hold our peace. Bold enough not to be manipulated by the will of man to convince us that we're not saved. Bold enough to stand. Hallelujah. Bold enough to be gentle. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Bold enough to speak your word in kindness. Bold enough to accept you, your guidance and direction. Hallelujah. Bold enough to speak when you say speak. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bold enough to be silent. Oh, God, thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your peace and your joy. Thank you for your kindness and your faithfulness all towards your people, all toward us. And thank you for the boldness to love even when those would despitefully misuse us. Thank you, hallelujah, bold enough in you to obey you, hallelujah, to stand, not for show, no pride, just for humbling ourselves before you and to live according to your will and according to your way, to trust you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You're bold enough to declare your word. Hallelujah. By his stripes, we are here. You sent your word and you heal your people. We thank you for the manifestation of your word in the life of your people who are in need of healing. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, for you are the breasty one. You're the God that's more than enough. We give you glory, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that you speak to us and through us. Hallelujah. Thank you for eyes to see and ears to hear. Hallelujah. And a heart to obey you and do your will. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let us know, God, that we can step out on the water and not drown. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're concerned. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for remembering our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-great-grandchildren. Breathe on them. Remove every harmful, oh God, spirit that will cause them to fail, to fall. Almighty God. Touch their hearts. Draw them to you, Almighty God. May they have peace with you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Every gift that they have, may they return it back to you so that you will be glorified in it. Hallelujah. Remember, God, those that are in their inner circle and those that are in their circle of friends. Remove those that shouldn't be there. Move those that would have attempted them to go against you. Hallelujah. Calm their spirits Almighty God. Let them hear when you tell them to go, to stay, not to go. Hallelujah. Know your voice, and another they won't follow. Thank you for allowing them to walk in the circle of your blessings and your guarding protection. Thank you for encouraging them. Thank you for supporting them. Thank you for guiding. Thank you for saving them. Almighty God, breathe on them. Protect them. Hallelujah. In Yeshua's mighty name, we apply the blood of Yeshua over everyone. Every one of them, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. In Yeshua's name, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. How about you? I get joy when I think about what he has done for me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Well, those who tune in and for the first time are like, well, who is this? What's the name? We are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God Called to Pray. And I am your host, Pastor Margaret Lee. And we are so delighted that you tuned in this morning. Hallelujah. God bless you. Glory be to your name. Excuse me, Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just excited. And we only on for another 20 minutes or so. We're kind of taking it a little slow. And we'll be back on. We have some things planned, and we will see what happens. All things in God's time. How about that? All things in God's time. Hallelujah. I'm just excited today. There is a peace. Yeah, shalom. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I just thank you. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord today. It's just God. That's all I can say. It's just God. Our scriptures for the morning. You know, we always have to read. I wish I was a little more, I could do the phone and the laptop, the computer. You know how the younger ones just, they can handle all of that at one time. They can flip over here and flip over there. I've been flipped over so many times and probably done flipped y'all off. and can't remember how to get you back. Hallelujah. But that's all right. I'm going to be tech savvy after a while. Yes, I am. Nothing is too hard. If Moses can be called to lead the children at 80, surely we're not too old to do new things. How about that? Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, we need a little help. I think the babies come here with thinking they got a cell phone in their hands the way they use their cell phone. Great day in the morning. Hallelujah. In the beginning, hallelujah, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, glory be to his name. Hallelujah. God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. They say that there are some books that's older than the Bible, but it still does not negate the fact that in the beginning, God. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. the sixth day. They didn't have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We understand that, right? The sixth day, the second part of the sixth day, crown of his creation, bless his most holy name. Woo! Glory! Woo! The crown of his creation. Oh, God! Hallelujah! And God said, oh, bless your most holy name. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Oh God, and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Plain and simple. Bless his most holy name. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Second chapter of Genesis, starting at the first verse. The second verse. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there were no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Ooh, glory be to his name. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Glory, oh Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Second Chronicles 7, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory be to the Most High God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Second Chronicles 7:13, it reads, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, my God, and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Right. I have a couple of scriptures for you. At 17 and 26, Psalms 33 and 12, Isaiah 14, 26, Isaiah 2 and 4, Daniel 2, 31 through 44, Daniel 7, 13 through 14, Ezekiel 38:23. We see here in the 13th verse that God said, if he shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if he command the locusts to devour the land, or if he send pestilence among my people, he said, if my people. And one thing we notice here, that he didn't say the people of the world. He said those who identify with me, those who are mine, if they, our responsibility. The sin of man is to repent. We are to pray. And we are to humble ourselves. And something about that, that God is saying these to come to him for forgiveness of our wicked ways and our sinful ways and our evil do ways, and humble ourselves before him and turn from all of that and pray. He'll heal the land. He'll heal the land. So that means that we really need to take this very serious, very, very serious. Oh, God, you know, if each one of us realized the importance and that we could make a difference, and maybe this is the hour that God is saying, this is what you need to do. Don't go around saying what I'm saying. Everybody's saying what I'm saying. This is what I need you to do. If you do that, that we don't have any bad ways. We don't have to humble ourselves. Turn from what wicked ways? What? I'm good. Ask anybody. I'm good. I'm saved. I've been saved for 60 years. I know I'm good, everybody, but everybody is not the one who set the rule. You know, because they got issues too that you don't know nothing about. That if you saw their closet, your mouth would fall wide open. And not saying that to ridicule anybody, saying that we all need to do what the scriptures say, humble ourselves. Humble humility and acknowledge to God and him only. And we can make a difference. Hallelujah. We can make a difference. Hallelujah. In the land. We can make a difference. We expect the sinner man to do what we want to do. Hallelujah. 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 He promised. And I know he was talking to Israel here, but he said, my people. My people. And we say that we are his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God help us. Bless, Lord. And we were thinking of praying for the nations. But it is the body of Christ that we need to pray for. We need to pray for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. And then we individually, then in the body. It came to me this morning that we have, some worship on Saturdays, some on Sundays, but one day a week in Bible study. And we leave the newborns and the older ones, saints, to themselves. And we forget that the enemy comes into the church. Mm-hmm. And the enemy is standing outside of the church. The enemy is in the parking lot, at the restaurant, waiting to devour, waiting to cause one to trip up and sin against God. And when it's exposed, then you look at it, well, I thought they were saved. I thought they were this. I thought they were that. But when it came time, we have so many compromises in the church. So often, there's nothing that they can pull on to see them through. We have to pray for one another. And God knows your good prayers, even though some sound sweet, but the intent and thought is not good, and God knows that. But we really need to be sincere and pray for one another, and not in a judgmental holiness form or stance. We need to be sincere. We really need to pray for the body of Christ. As we pray for ourselves and pray that our sisters and brothers are not led to temptation. Well, he's so old. I didn't think the devil does not care of the age, just don't want you to finish well, does not want that sister to finish well, does not want that brother to finish well, that child. Mm-mm. And one thing that often troubles my heart, we have young children who are preaching, and we put them on a pedestal and show and say, this is my child, look what my child is doing, this is mine, oh yeah, I know them, and you're leaving that child out for the wolves to attack. And when the wolves attack, well, what happened to them? It ain't nothing to them. They're on drugs. They're out there prostituting. They're out there. And we did not cover them. We did not. We just wanted to hear them and allow them to entertain us. And we could talk about how powerful they were. Children, not realizing they need to be covered constantly. Now you turn their work to a mockery. We can't do that. This is too serious. You see somebody preaching, oh, yeah, they can. Well, what happened to them? I knew, you know how she dressed. That was a good indication right there. Oh, God, please help us. Please help us. We have young ministers who've thrown in the towel, threw the towel in, and gone into the world. And they're fooling themselves by choosing, I'll never preach again. I'm a motivator speaker. Because they feel safe there. And they look, they're so successful in the world. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, we got to do better. We got to move this foolishness. And yes, there are times that we say and our intentions are good and they fall by the wayside. That's why we have to pray for each other to be strong in the Lord. Pray that God cover each one of the sisters and the brothers in the body of Christ. That we move from the traditionalism of man. We move from worshiping God with our lips. And our heart is far removed from him. Oh, my God, please help us. Help us, Lord. Oh, God. And we can make a difference in this world, a difference in our neighborhood. My brothers and my sisters and my brothers, I know that so many want to be accepted by their fellow brothers and sisters. And when they feel that they have arrived and they are getting the attention from the brothers and the sisters and they're looking up, have you thought that they're prideful? Let's do the work that will be pleasing to our Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pleasing to God. We can make a difference. We can. Hallelujah. God will hear us when we pray. Hallelujah. All right. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom, peace. Beyond understanding. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Thank you, God, for keeping us strong in you. Thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your kindness. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping us in your care. Thank you, Lord, remembering the younger ones. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in the joy of the Holy Ghost. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in. God bless.